Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And just like that, we are back. It is hour number two. Thank you for tuning in, watching us on Facebook. We are live, obviously, here, Garden America, at 855-424-9825. Also, questions, comments, john@gardenamerica.com, and right there on Facebook Live with all these gadgets and tools still with us. I want to thank Jeffrey for being with us last hour, doing a great job and bringing us up to date on Husqvarna and all the products they provide, especially the blower and, of course, this this contraption to my left, which mows your lawn, goes back and recharges itself. I think you just let it do its thing,
so
right?
So awesome.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
And, John, you're going to get a blower from them, aren't you? You said you wanted a blower.
I definitely need that blower.
Because of the horses that moved in across the street.
Well, not only because of that, but that's
you're
a
gonna,
big
gonna
reason.
You're going to disrupt the horses now?
That's a big reason. No, I'm not going to take it over to the horses. But anyway... I just like the power behind it and the fact that it only takes 30 minutes to recharge. You know, the one I have right now, I think it's a Black & Decker, and I have to recharge it overnight before I can use it.
Yeah, when you said 30 minutes, that got your attention.
And then it only runs for about, you know, full strength maybe for 5-10 minutes.
Now, doesn't this run for 2 hours? Is that correct, Tiger? Did I see that on Facebook?
It depends on the size of the area.
Okay.
But basically, it charges a battery and runs until the battery's dead. So there's a lot of things that can make that change.
There's variances, obviously.
Yeah, okay. It could be the height of the lawn at the time. It could be the, you know, the if it's a heavy sloped area and the motor's having to run harder. And so there's a few things. But
yeah. I think Brian was talking about the blower, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought
the
you
blower.
Were talking about the blower.
Well, either one, actually.
So. Yeah. But about a couple hours. And then there's different batteries. Yeah. So it's we have them, like I said, in our maintenance vehicles that run on different properties, and the guys love it because they don't have to mix gas anymore. We don't have to carry gas in the trucks anymore, and the batteries do last throughout all their services. So for a homeowner, it would definitely probably get two or three services between charges.
That's beautiful. And it'll just go back to the charging station itself as far as the lawnmower,
The
right?
lawnmower will just automatically.
You don't have to take it there. It just does it.
Exactly.
It knows. It knows all.
It knows.
I like that Tiger said that there's some he's seen some custom ones that where they're painted like ladybugs.
Yeah,
you can decorate
it. So
it
looks
it.
Like you have a little ladybug going around on your lawn.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know, the second hour we're going to be talking to John Valentino. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to have him on to go.
I think we're in the process of getting a hold of him right now.
We were just talking about some things going on in Michigan, because that's where I'm from and where my family's from. And one of the things that he's going to tell us about is a woman in Michigan who could not grow a lawn for years, and how he was able to give her a beautiful lawn in just one season. So we'll talk about that. You know, one of the other things I wanted to talk about, too, was this time of year. You know, we used to get Brian, I don't know if you remember, but we used to get questions all the time years ago about how do I bring my poinsettia into bloom?
Exactly.
You know, you've got to put it in the closet, you know, starting in October, you know, take it out.
All these things to remember.
Right. You don't have to do that anymore.
What?
Because the new poinsettias have been bred to not be affected by day length. So they'll just bloom by themselves.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And the nice thing about that is it also makes them hold up longer when they're in your home. Because when you used to have to black cloth, is what it was called, putting the poinsettias in the dark, mm-hmm. commercially they would do that. It really affected the way the plants grew because they're not getting as much chlorophyll in the dark. There's certain humidity levels that are higher than they should be. And a lot of problems for the growers themselves, but then producing weaker plants. So now the with all the new breeding that's been going out, a lot of the poinsettias out there are really pretty tough.
You know, one of the questions we would always get, and I think we dispelled this myth, poinsettias are not poisonous to cats and animals.
They're not poisonous, period.
Period, right. But that's been something people were worried about for a long time. Can I, you know, have an animal and bring my poinsettia in the house? But they're not. I wonder why that got started.
Well, it got started because poinsettias are in the euphorbia family.
And most euphorbias are poisonous, right?
Well, most euphorbias have a milky sap. And that milky sap, like on the pencil cactus, which is a euphorbia.
And my rubber plant outside, the same thing, right? It looks like milk when I cut the branch.
Right, except rubber plants are different.
Okay, not the same family.
No.
Okay.
But euphorbias, which are succulents, you know, you can go blind from putting that milky sap in your eyes.
You keep telling me that when I'm out there, and I get really nervous around
it. Well, you should be. You should be.
Some people
are especially allergic to it, and other people not so much, but definitely something to watch out for on the pencil cactus. So anyway, since the poinsettias in that family, and it has the same sap, I think people just assumed, you know, well, it's poisonous.
Until one day somebody said, you know what, I'm going to see if this is really true. And he tasted it, and he was okay.
No, that was the story with the tomato.
Okay. Yeah, they thought tomatoes were poisonous years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, they used to be grown just as ornamental plants because they're in the nightshade family.
I was going to say they're in the family of poisonous plants.
And nightshade is obviously poisonous.
And then somebody said, I'm going to just take a chance.
I don't know.
Who are these people?
Well, I mean, well, no, but think about, like, the crazy things.
Tasting the king's food before it was served.
Well, rhubarb, right?
Right.
The stems or something is...
The leaves are poisonous.
The leaves are poisonous, but then if you...
But the stems aren't.
Yeah. That's just crazy.
So whoever found out that it's okay to eat the stem, but don't eat the leaves. You know, I think that to take this to the extreme is the aki fruit in the Caribbean. Aki fruit, if it's not ripe, is poisonous. And if it's overripe, it's poisonous.
Okay.
But right
you
in
gotta
Detroit,
be at that right time.
When it's just right, you know, if you're the baby bear that gets it just right, it's okay.
If you're the baby bear.
But
okay, so what's that fish they prepare in Japan?
The puffer fish.
The puffer fish that is poisonous unless it's prepared a certain way. Is that right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's a delicacy, and they love it.
That's the blowfish.
Yeah, I. You know what? I'm not going to take a chance on.
Do you remember the
a
name of that?
Or a fruit that has to be just right.
Do you remember the name of that restaurant in San Francisco, up in the Bay Area? That years ago we did an article in the magazine or talked about them on the radio show, and it was called Blowfish Sushi to Die For.
I do recall this. Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
not sure I like that name.
Well,
it must be good. You know, I mean, to take a chance, that must be really good fish.
I don't know.
I don't think anything's
that special.
Especially for John, who has no taste anymore. Maybe that's what you should do. Take all of those death-defying meals.
There you go.
And see which one makes you taste again.
I don't think the fact that, you know, whether or not you can taste poison has any effect on how poisonous it is.
How it works once it gets inside your system, that might be different.
The taste has nothing to do with it.
But the feeling, the fear that you have while eating it might just make you have taste.
I want to go back to this aki fruit for a second. Not ripe, it's poisonous.
Right.
Too ripe, it's poisonous.
Right.
But right when it's ready in between, it's perfect and won't hurt you.
Right.
And I wonder how long that time period is.
I don't know. I wonder if when you go to the supermarket and buy it, if they have an expiration date. That's the one you definitely want to watch.
Right. Instead of saying best if used by, how about you won't die by?
Right. Yeah.
That's Aki fruit. That's amazing. Never heard of that. All right. We're going to take a break and get John Valentino on board, our good friend, to talk about some products and some things that they're working on, John, for 2018, 2017, right?
Yeah. You know what? I also was thinking about Christmas trees, because this is probably going to be a big week for Christmas trees, right, Tiger?
Definitely.
Next week will be the biggest, right?
Next weekend will be the biggest, but this is a huge one.
Yeah. This is going to be huge. Last week we had... Masako Yamamoto on telling us about using HB101 in the water for your Christmas tree to help keep it fresher. And we have that special that is on our website at gardenamerica.com, where you can get two bottles, two different size bottles in a little gift pack that's a lot of people took advantage of, but we still have more left. But if you want those in time for Christmas, you do need to order those right away.
And I would imagine, depending upon, you know, how big your property is and how many plants you're feeding, that could last you almost a year with those two bottles, because of it's concentrated and it works well. Unless it's your friend who's using it.
Joel.
Joel, we love to tease you. You know that.
Well, what happens is that you get such great results from using it that you just want to keep using more and more and more.
And you get immediate results. That's what I've noticed. Okay, I'm going to take a break. I will check on the status of John Valentino, see if he's ready to go for our segment coming up after the break. It is 60 minutes after the hour. Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, John Begnasco, thank you so much for tuning in on Facebook Live and listening to us wherever you are. It is 60 minutes after the hour. Stay with us. Garden America coming right back.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for sitting through the break. It is 21 minutes after the hour, second hour, Garden America on this Saturday. Hope you're doing well. We say good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast, 855-424-9825. Want to pick up the phone, call us. Also, john@gardenamerica.com and Facebook Live with your questions. Good friend of us, good friend of the show, I should say, John is back with us, ready to go, Mr. John Valentino.
That's right. John Valentino is the co-owner of John and Bob's Fertilizer Company.
That do so much, so right. Many products.
Actually, I should probably give their correct name, which is John and Bob Smart Soil Solutions.
There you go. That was my intent when I said they do so many things.
And it's been a while since we've talked to him, so we got a lot to catch up on. I hope we have time. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, John. Thank you.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on again. One of the reasons that I wanted to have you on was a few weeks ago you sent me an email, and it was we'll talk a bit about some of your specific products coming up here. But you sent me an email a few weeks ago, and it was you had a customer from Michigan who could not grow a lawn at all. And you sent me before and after photos, and I was just amazed. So I thought maybe you could share that story with our listeners. Let them know what her situation was and what you did to correct that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite stories because it illustrates the products real well. It's really not about this specific instance, but the results were so dramatic. We see these kinds of benefits in more subtle ways every day in the use of this type of gardening. But this just highlighted the power of this concept in gardening, which is, you know, building the soil through life in the soil. So our friend in Michigan was really depressed because for 3 years she sent me photos of her lawn that looked mostly dead, really. She went on to explain how her lawn was important to her and how she lived there 30 years and she always had a beautiful lawn. And now her gardener, her local nursery, everything they told her to do didn't work, and she thought she was doomed a life of a dead lawn, which made her feel only half alive. And I looked at the lawn and asked, you know, what type of diagnosis she had been getting. It was basically diagnosed as a fungal disease that they couldn't seem to get rid of. And we've treated quite a few fungal diseases with this idea of building life in the soil, which, as you guys know, it's what you talk about all the time, is really the way to treat almost every pest and disease there is, that, that nature's mechanism for dealing with that is soil life. And when we use the types of products that she was using in Michigan, because that's what she's been told to use, it was actually sabotaging her efforts to try to solve the problem, because she was damaging life in the soil. All the chemical fertilizers, the fungicides she was using, were all damaging life in the soil. And that life in the soil represented, really, she didn't know this, but her only hope for trying to figure out how to kill the fungus that she had, or manage the fungus that she had and allow the lawn to thrive. So she sent me these photos, and I looked at them. I said I thought I could help her if she would follow my instructions, but I didn't want to say, you know, you need to use all this John and Bob's product and, you know, send me a check for it. So I said, we'll send you what you need. You apply it as I say, and if it doesn't work, you don't owe us anything. If it works, then, you know, then you can pay the bill. She seemed like an honest lady to me, so I thought I could trust her. So, and the other part of it that I wanted her to do was to document, like once a week, what it would look like, what the lawn looked like as we applied these products. I think we started in June, and I had a lot of photos of the lawn. We started out with heavy applications of our main products, and she was very diligent and really followed my instructions well. She's a lady that it's a 6,500 square foot lawn, and she's 70 years old, and she mows her own lawn every week and applied all the products herself. And in June, after about 2 to 3 weeks, the photos indicated it actually looked worse after starting to apply our products. But, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, they're just barely breaking down and entering the root zone and the, right. and the soil profile. So I wasn't too discouraged. And about the fourth and fifth week, she was telling me that it was she could see hope that things were changing a little, but I couldn't really tell it in the photos. And towards the end of July, you know, you could start to see really big changes. And in August, by the middle of August, it looked like a different lawn, which you saw the photos. It went from mostly dead to, as she described, the best it's been in the 30 years since she lived there. And so I like that example, because in a real short period of time, it solves a problem that she'd been trying to solve for 3 years, and it solves it with what you and I think is the most important part of gardening, which is feeding the soil with microbes and food for microbes and attractants for microbes, and allowing those microbes to do the pest and disease fighting, and then allowing those microbes to also produce soil that can produce its own nutrients and feed not only itself but whatever's growing on it. And so from mostly dead for 3 years now to within 2 months, it looked as good as it had ever looked. And so she even paid us, so everything was went well. And it's, you know, you can by that same story of success with whatever pest and disease problem you have, or whatever. It seems like everyone has some story of certain plants that aren't performing properly or bearing properly or whatever, that the key to that, and many times those problems are caused by products that you're using that are damaging the life in the soil. So the key to that is to build that life and unleash that life.
Hey, John, real quick, I've heard you know, this story before where when you take care of the soil, the plants then return. And it only takes, like you mentioned, what was this, a series of a month to 2 months, right, to see
this was
a
in
change?
2 months. And the thing I like about it is a lot of times you see that seasonally, especially with fungus. You'll see it where, you know, where it's the hottest, and then in the fall it gets better. But this, we started when it was the hottest, and it was still in August the hottest, and we saw that.
Hey, John, hate to interrupt.
Wait, we got to go to a break here.
We're going to take a break. Hold that thought, John. These are this is a great story, and want to continue to give our listeners and viewers a chance to perhaps gain some information on this as well. Garden America, we're going to step aside, take a break. Coming back.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much. It is 35 minutes after the hour. We are back. I'm Brian Main. Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco, our guest and a good friend, John Valentino, who told one heck of a story there. There's proof right there, John, about an example of his products.
Well, he's showing us that there's no matter how bad your yard seems to be, there's still hope. If you think about the Princess Bride in Miracle Max, mostly dead is still a little bit alive.
Hey, and then before we went to the break, I was asking him about, you know, this was only a month or two turnaround on what we thought was a completely dead area, like
right.
You guys were mentioning.
Right.
But one of the things I wanted to know, John, was that, okay, we talk about the products that kill the soil, okay, the chemical fertilizers, the chemicals that we put in there, and they're actually
killing
the soil.
Bacteria,
right.
The good bacteria.
But has there been any research done to how many uses, how much time it takes to kill the soil? Because from my understanding, it's almost instantaneous that when you apply a chemical fertilizer, the salts begin to kill all of that stuff right away, right? John?
They begin to have a negative effect quickly, but it's not like after the first application they kill all of the beneficial bacteria and fungi and protozoa in the soil. And that is why a lot of people use synthetic products, is because I think the effects are incremental over time and you don't see it happening. And you can get great result with one application of Miracle-Gro because plants love what Miracle-Gro is providing, but it's not clear that the soil doesn't love it. And so exactly how, you know, I tell people if they're using our products regularly and if for some stupid reason they want to apply Miracle-Gro once per year, you know, it's not going to be a disaster because our products will override that. And they probably would see some quick initial boost from the Miracle-Gro in terms of turf color or something right after applying it. But when you apply those on a regular basis and then you mix the application of those with the application, in this case, of things like fungicides, then that is, you know, you can create an almost dead soil pretty quickly. But one application of anything anything like a fertilizer product, that, as you mentioned, it's the salt in it, I think the effect of it is fairly small with one application. It's just that many people, that's all they use year after year, and then that is not a small effect. That can create completely dead soil.
Okay. All right.
We have some questions, John, that we want to get to.
We have a question here for you from a listener, John, and he's asking, how does temperature affect the use of your soil products?
You know, there are times of the year, if we could just pick the times of the year to apply it, because it makes the most sense in that you would get the most value from the product, we would pick very early spring and then probably mid-fall or so. But they can be applied regardless of any temperature, you know, 365 days a year. So usually if there's an issue out there, I say that the sooner you apply it the first time, the better. And maybe it's not in the spring. Maybe it's the middle of the summer. Maybe it's the middle of the winter. That's fine. The products work no matter when you apply them. It's just that if you want to get the most for your money, you would probably end up with a schedule that has them going in early spring and then late fall, mid to late fall. But, you know, we, in our work, we're applying them every day of the year, and they work fine, and it's still a good value. If it's the middle of the winter and you're applying Nourish Biosol, which is not only going to feed soil, but it's going to feed the plants, then you're probably not going to get the most for your money because the soil, because of low soil temperatures, the soil is basically dormant. And so you run the risk of that Nourish Biosol starting to break down a little bit and leach through the soil profile without the activity in the soil of the plants and be able to attach itself to roots. And so, you know, you might not get the full benefit of Nourish Biosol if you apply it when soil temperatures are very cold. So that's the type of thing that I think he's referring to. There are better times of the year to apply it, but like our Maximize and our Optimize in the winter would be fine, even though the soil's dormant. It breaks down much more slowly than the Nourish Biosol. And so it'll start to break down a little bit, and by the time the weather changes, it's already somewhat dissolved in the soil and then, you know, ready to go to work.
Well, that's one of the things to remember about chemical fertilizers, since they're mostly salts, is that when you mix salt with water, it dissolves, and then you do get almost total leaching through the soil during winter months or wet months when the plants can't use it. And it's to a much, much less degree using organics. They basically just sit there until the soil warms up and the plants begin growing. So, as you say, there is some advantage to using organics any time of the year. It just depends on if the weather's comfortable enough for you to go outside and garden, then it's probably comfortable enough for the plants to grow.
Yeah. And I mean, even so, it's, you know, some of these bacteria are growing in really cold environments, even when it's not comfortable for us. And that's amazing to know that the soil is doing things, even though whatever is on top is not.
Yeah. Well, they find bacteria in the soil in the Arctic and Antarctic areas. So there's something that's going on no matter what. Hey, John, we're starting to run out of time, and there's two more things I wanted to cover quickly. One is Tiger and I were talking during the break, and you make a product that I don't know if any other company in the marketplace has anything comparable to it. But you mentioned Miracle-Gro. Well, I think this product is a true miracle for the soil, and it's called Penetrate. And if you have a heavy clay soil, it's so frustrating to try to get water to go into that soil. And using your product, it's almost overnight that the soil changes. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how our listeners could go about improving their clay soils.
Yeah, Penetrate, or you know, under the Penetrate, we have the description liquid biotiller. So that's exactly what it does. It's beneficial bacteria in one container. When you buy it, you actually buy two containers. One has the beneficial bacteria, and the other has all the food for the bacteria. And we want to keep them separate until you put it in your soil, and then the bacteria eats the food, and all kinds of miracles start happening in terms of loosening up the soil. But in addition to the beneficial bacteria, there's also saponin in the product, which is a soil penetrant. That not only acts as food for the bacteria, but it acts as a way to immediately improve the exchange of air and water in heavy clay soil, which is what needs to be done in order to open up heavy clay soil. So it's a product that is really the first step to changing soil. You know, we can change everything about soil by introducing soil life, and the penetrate would be the first step to doing that. And we've even had really nice testimonials from people in Georgia telling me that it changed their Georgia red clay. So that's quite a testament. It's easy to apply, and you probably feel like there's not much going on there, but you apply it at 8 ounces, it's 4 ounces of the bacteria, 4 ounces of the food per 1,000 square feet, and you just apply it with a hose-in sprayer or a backpack sprayer or anything like that. And then it goes to work, and it, as you said, it really is effective at opening up heavy, dense soils that sometimes that you can't even put a shovel into.
Well, I just put mine on with a watering can. The next day, it was
it's amazing.
Yeah, it was nice and loose. Yeah, now
some
the,
people dig a hole and then mix it in a 5 gallon bucket and then just put it in the hole. That's another one, you know, and then that's very localized.
Right. Now we saved the best for last.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm ready for
Well, I was going to say that you had a Christmas present for our listeners.
But we're going to go to a break, and I want to make sure that people hear this loud and clear.
Grab a pencil, too, to write down this information.
Stick around. We're going to take that break coming up here and come back with that information for the holidays, Christmas season from John and Bob's. Great products, no doubt. If you've used it before, then you're buying them again. We can almost be certain of that. John@GardenAmerica.com for your questions, comments. Also, Facebook Live as we continue. One more segment coming up on this Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. John Bagnasco coming back with John Valentino wrapping things
up. This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
Hey, guys, just like that, our final segment as we want to talk about some holiday gift ideas, John, with John Valentino.
Yeah, you know what? Before we get into that, we should take care of this. We did have another question for you, John, from a listener. And this listener wants to know if you have an amendment that you can add to compost.
You know, both penetrate, because it, you know, it has beneficial bacteria and food for bacteria, and maximize, which is a granular version of also has lots of microbes in it and food for microbes, as well as a little bit of high quality compost in it itself. Both of those are good for encouraging the type of process that you want to encourage when you're making a good quality compost. So both of those, that's not what we market them for. That's not what's discussed right on the label, or that's not what's going to we don't think that's the most convenient economical way to use them, but they will work great for that. Compost is a fantastic way to change your soil. And what our products represent is really a shortcut to making compost, and making large quantities of compost can be time consuming and prohibitive in many ways, just from a space standpoint. So these products are concentrated and make it where you're getting all the benefits of compost without having to focus on all the inconveniences of it.
And John,
yes,
prior to the break,
Okay.
Prior to the break, I mentioned you had a holiday gift for our listeners, and do you want to tell us what that is?
So what we'd like to offer is a 20% discount by going to our website, johnandbobs.com, buying any products on there, which many of them would make excellent Christmas gifts. We even have some little kits that are for certain types of gardeners. You know, there's little gift kits on there for tomato gardeners and vegetable gardeners and such.
And, yeah, there's a rose gardening kit that says, what is it, the package, and then there's gloves and little tools that come along with it.
Right. Yeah, so any of those would
qualify for the 20% discount from Garden America. You would enter Garden 20 in the appropriate spot as you're purchasing whatever you need to purchase. And if the purchase comes to $80 or more, there's no shipping fee, which is the standard standard benefit of shopping on our website. But the not-so-standard website benefit is the 20% discount by entering your Garden 20 code.
Okay, and is it case-sensitive? Is it all lowercase garden?
No, I don't believe it's case-sensitive at all.
Okay, so you put in Garden 20, Garden 20, and you get 20% off anything on the John and Bob's website. And if it totals $80, it's shipped for free. And, you know, fertilizers are kind of heavy.
Yeah, that can be expensive.
So, yeah, you're going to save a lot.
And you get that for Christmas, and then your friends that garden, your friends and family members that garden will be ready as we get into January and February and can start building healthy soil.
Well, there you go.
Excellent.
Not only healthy from the standpoint of what it looks like, but healthy from the standpoint of producing vegetables and fruit full of all kinds of micronutrients and enzymes and such.
John, thanks so much for taking the time to be on our show today, and we want to wish you and your family the happiest of holidays and hope to talk to you again soon.
Well, Brian and Tiger and John, I appreciate it very much. I enjoyed our talk, and happy holidays to you. I hope I can talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank
we
you.
We do, too.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much. Take care. You know what? The original story that he told about the lawn, somebody who thought, there's no hope, this is just the way it is, and then getting advice from outsiders who thought, treat it this way, treat it that way, nobody even thinking about the biology of what's underneath.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to bring this up, but now that you mentioned that, I think I will. There's a famous company, and I won't mention their name, because who knows, maybe they'll advertise with us someday. But they tried to amaze people by growing a lawn on a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed their products were so good that you could grow a lawn on a driveway. And it was true. It did grow. But it's the same thing with somebody who's hooked on drugs and they use drugs all the time. It might be great the first few times you use it. But after that, just to maintain, you need those drugs constantly. That's the same thing with growing a lawn on a driveway. What's beneath the roots is totally dead. So that's the same thing with the soil that John Valentino was talking about. You know, if that soil's dead underneath and you stop providing the, quote, drugs that the plants need to grow, they're going to immediately die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not a good situation. While it can be done, it'd be much better to grow a lawn on a good, rich soil rather than concrete.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, just about a minute and a half before we say goodbye and wrap up today's show. John, what are your takeaways?
Wow. You know, rather than takeaway, I'd like to give right now because
it's that time of the year.
It is that time of the year, and we've still got some. We've been getting a lot of orders for Christmas gifts on our website.
Our HB101 package is fabulous.
That's probably been the best seller. But also we have the Garden Gators tote bag, which is great for anyone who's working out in the yard. You just wrap this thing around your neck, and it's like a carrying pouch in front that you can put in weeds and whatever. And then when you go over to the trash can, the bottom just drops out, and then you can start working again. There's a place to put your cell phone, pruning shears. If you go to the website and take a look at it, it's a great deal. And we have that at one-third off the regular price.
Okay. And that's GardenAmerica.com.
And that's only through December 18th.
Okay.
And then it goes back to the regular price. So, yeah, take a look. I think the regular price is like $45, and now you can get it for $29.95 or something
Go to GardenAmerica.com. That's where you'll find everything we just talked about, plus signing up for the newsletter, and also the trip to England, which is just pretty much sold out, almost.
Well, we still have, last I heard, we had 7 spaces left.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to be a real hero for the holidays.
What a fun trip that would be to give, right?
Yeah. What a great gift idea.
So that's GardenAmerica.com. Don't forget that. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in, watching us on Facebook Live. Thank you for listening to us wherever you are. for the entire crew, I want to thank Jeremiah. I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Zach, all the people who keep things rolling from the mothership at BizTalk Radio. For the entire crew, I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a safe week. We'll do it again next Saturday. Till then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.